Grammy Shaver Show on Q105.
You should have been there. People would have tuned in for that. It's Q105, 932, winding down our Tuesday offering here. Partly sunny. Yep, we're getting it. High of 25 today. Cloudy, chance of light rain and snow late tomorrow with a high of 40. We're at 19 right now. Woo, 19, yeah. 419-240-1055. Be quick about it because we're about ready to hand off the reins to Russ. Amanda texts me this one. Sounds like Ari really likes somebody on the losing team and wanted to actually spend time with one of the with her and those other girls.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thought.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what Amanda's speculating on. Your,
that's good, yeah.
The Bachelor Whore. All right, so my birthday's coming up in May. Please make a note of it. Here's birthday gift ideas. You guys are going to have to pull your money together, though. Because it costs $500. Now, before
really?
You, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is
poo-poo,
so fun.
Before you poo-poo, let me tell you what your $500 gets you. Elon Musk, the Tesla, SpaceX, mastermind, maniac guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who wants to build his idea. And I saw a thing on Channel 11 yesterday. They want to do this from Toledo to Chicago. Where they have, like, tunnels. I forget what they called it.
Oh, okay.
But this one, they want to build it right next to the turnpike. And you would be in Chicago in less than an hour.
Oh,
isn't
kind of like one of those
cause the singles,
speed train
kind of
deal.
Yeah. But you're like in a tube.
Yeah, okay.
That would be awesome. Well, you want to go to dinner in Chicago tonight? Yeah, let's get in the tube. Like an hour, boom,
for
you're there.
Sure, yeah.
Something like that. I think it's kind of cool. Anyway, that's this guy. But here's what he's selling on his website. Boring Company. That's what he calls it, Boring Company.
That's funny.
They're selling $500 flamethrowers. Like legit flamethrowers. Yeah. Shoots flames, Paul. Hence the name flamethrower.
Oh, all right. Then the price
$500.
Then this all makes sense. Okay, I'm.
This
not,
is
I'm
what
with...
I want for my birthday.
All right, I'm on the same page with you now. Okay, you deserve it. Yeah.
Oh my
and the
gosh.
Internet's going nuts. The company is capping the sales at 20,000 of these, and he said 200 have already been pre-ordered and prepaid for. And
that's
they
crazy.
Guarantee to liven up any party. Well, yeah. Have fun or I'm shooting you with a friggin' flame.
Yeah, I think it's...
Dance, okay. Monkey boy, dance.
This makes complete sense. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
He says, when the zombie apocalypse happens, you'll be glad you brought a flame... Or you bought a flamethrower. Mm-hmm. Works against hordes of the undead or your money back. Yes!
Yeah.
That's okay. So fun.
Just think of all the uses. First off, instantaneously lights my cigar.
Hopefully.
I don't have to worry if it's windy out or nothing. Friday when we're playing, Josh and I were playing golf on Friday. Yeah, I know. It's end of January.
Oh,
we're playing
gosh.
Golf. I couldn't get my damn cigar lit. Took me forever. If I had a flamethrower in my bag, I wouldn't have to worry about it. How about this? Starting fires in your fire pit.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about kindling. Hell to the no.
No.
You're gonna, forget the fire pit. I'd have set my whole tree on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fun.
And just the fun you can have with frying ants. Come on.
Oh, no. Leave the
So here's how my thoughts went. You said, I would like a gift for $500. My first thought was, damn, Denny's out of his mind. Then you said, flamethrower. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes complete sense. No, I'm with you. I'm aboard.
10 of you go in.
Sure.
It's like nothing.
It could be done.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know how many parties you'd be invited to? Like Super Bowl parties, if you said you're bringing your flamethrower? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, for the Super Bowl, we're going to stop by. I'll bring my damn flamethrower with me.
Damn
right. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Schaefer, don't forget your flamethrower. Gotcha. I don't go anywhere without it. My dad's horn and the flamethrower.
I'm down
All right,
with
there
it.
You go. Oh, all right, I'm going to talk to the powers that be to see if we can come over to your Super Bowl parties.
Let's not talk about it.
So we were talking about it earlier. About Super Bowl snacks, and, you know, tons of people were sending me texts about their favorite Super Bowl food. And I got to thinking, hey, why don't we come over to your house and actually try your food? So we might be driving around on Sunday, about 3 o'clock-ish. We'll drive around for a couple hours before, but we'll all get home in time for the kickoff.
Yeah.
Unless we get to a party where, like, the margaritas are really good. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And we'll come by and we'll have your, whatever your special item is, take pictures, say hello to your family, your friends, all that. We'll Facebook Live it on the Q page, and we'll just basically screw around and mooch off you. That's it. We got nothing to give you. There, our prize closet at the moment is empty.
I might bring treats.
Well, we'll see.
Okay,
so start thinking about that, and then we'll take them maybe on Friday. We'll see if anybody wants to do that. All right, Toledo Area Humane Society, congratulations, Steve Heaven and your staff over there. They're participating in the Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl Tailgate Party. They were selected. It's a week-long celebration. encouraging people to adopt animals from the shelter. You get 10% off adoptions now through Saturday and $52 off adoption fees on Super Bowl Sunday. So they're open on Sunday, obviously, and $52 off, that's like getting it for free. But it says you have to wear an Eagles or a Patriots jersey when you come up to get it. I'm not sure they're going to be sticklers.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised. Anyway, part of the reason they were chosen is because they have such a great adoption success ratio. You know, dogs aren't there very long, so it's awesome. Check them out online, ToledoHumane.org.
Cool.
We love Steve Heaven. He's very good. And finally, at 9:38, Cupid's arrow bit we're doing, and we're getting a lot of good response on this, so that's kind of cool. We're going to marry 105 couples. The first 105 couples that sign up, and people are signing up. So don't dilly and or dally. Now, if we don't get quite to 105, and I bet we get close, we're going to open it up to people to come renew your vows. So I would safely say, yeah, you can probably come and renew your vows. But just wait for us to, you know, just listen to the station. Stay tuned, as they say. But don't go to the courthouse to get married when you can come get married at 1:05 in the afternoon during the Russ Ryder program by Ursula at our front desk, who is an ordained ministry, and have Paul running around in a diaper dressed as Cupid, and he's your wedding DJ. He'll be playing your tunes. I'll be emceeing the deal. And now we just set it up with Bakery Unlimited is in, and they're baking wedding cupcakes, so you know they're going to be good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's your part. You and your significant other got to be 18 years or older. You must have a valid ID, and you have to purchase your marriage license and have all that set up by the time you get there. So you also have to register, too. So don't dilly and or dally, because I got a feeling this is going to take off. It's already starting to. So you text the word arrow. Arrow. 419-240-1055. And then the registration form comes right to you. You fill it out, and boom. Then you do your part. You show up with that marriage license, valid ID, you're over 18, and you're not marrying your cousin. You're in.
Yep.
I don't care if you live on the east side. No.
Nope. That's important. It's important.
No marrying your relative.
No.
That's bad.
We're in Perrysburg, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of. That's where it is, too. It's going to be at the Quality Inn in Perrysburg on Fremont Pike Road, Perrysburg. So it's going to be
right off the E-Way. Very convenient.
Come on. Is there going to be a better way? You know what I mean? To celebrate your nuptials.
Are you allowed to say that word?
Susie, what do you got going on there?
Oh, it's Larry checking in.
Oh, always love to hear from Larry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, before we go, speaking of weddings, this couple. See, this kind of crap disaster that can happen when you get married at the courthouse. These dudes are getting married at the courthouse in New Jersey, and all of a sudden mom starts having an asthma attack, so she drops. The sheriff and the sheriff deputies there at the courthouse take her into the women's room for some reason. So somebody had the brilliant idea, hey, let's continue the ceremony in there. So they did. They got married in the women's room at the courthouse in New Jersey, right by the paper towel dispenser, and you can hear mom's breathing machine going in the back. Come on. None of that's going to happen at our Cupid's Arrow wedding ceremony on lovely Valentine's Day. It's not going to happen. But it has developed a new TV show.
Coming to Bravo, the new wedding show you didn't see coming. It's the Bathroom Wedding Planner.
The first thing we're going to do is make sure this dress is elegant, but short enough not to get stuck in the toilet when you flush.
Great idea.
Watch as designer Franz Klaumer plans a wedding set entirely in a public restroom.
Ooh, these beautiful bouquets attached to the plungers will add that certain flair, but let's hope they don't need to be used.
You can say that again.
It's the Bathroom Wedding Planner.
And after you, the bride, walk down the aisle, you'll stand and take your vows right here under the exhaust fan.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
I know. Me too. It stinks in here.
Coming to Bravo.
Time to go. Nice job today, Paula.
Hey, the best. Have a good one.
Susan, you're rock solid.
Thanks,
Russ Ryder coming up next, kicking off 105-minute free ride. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying, doing what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming. And remember, Toledo's Q105. Hit somebody!